Who put the bop in the bop shabop to wop? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong? Who knows? Who cares? Let's begin. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian. And if it smells like chicken, tastes like chicken, feels like chicken, but Ramon says it's beef.
I'm Ramon, dude. Okay.
Oh, you got beef with that?
All right.
Yeah, you are. Today, we continue the series titled, This Little Life. Our episode today is titled,
Move.
That's right. You know what? Let's just get this show on the road, because our scripture today comes from
the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Delicious.
All right. In the last episode, we were talking about the importance of doing what you do. You know, like, why do we do what we do, and then, like, all this stuff. At least in the, it was an undertone within the sharing that you were doing. And that's kind of the direction in which I want to go, because, you know, you asked me earlier, like, before we even started the series, like, what do you need to do? I'm like, X, whatever it was. I'm like, why? Well, God demands it, my family deserves it, and the world is starved for it. Like, that's my answer to everything, because that's my why. You know, like, that's never going to change. So whenever anyone asks me, I already know. And if anyone's heard the answer once, they know that that's going to be my answer no matter what. Because if I really stop, it better be because of those reasons, you know, that I stop and think about why I do what I do. And if it's not compatible with those reasons, then forget it. You know, it doesn't need to get done. And I shouldn't be doing it. And it's probably going to be detracting from the original mission. And, you know, the important part of the episode here, you know, about move, is that we can't just be defensive all the time. The faith doesn't need to be protected. The faith doesn't need to be defended by you, me, or anyone. Because the faith is true, and the truth, in the words of St. Augustine, is like a lion. It doesn't need to be defended. Let it loose. It will defend itself. And so the faith is really something that, it's really on the other side. You know, whenever you hear something that Jesus is saying, it's like, you think about it one way, but it's really the other. For example, we did a series some time ago, and it was, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Mm-hmm. No, gates are defensive. They're not for the attack. And so it's really that we are on the attack. We are on the move. And that's the whole idea behind the episode, is that we are the ones that are on the attack. But we spend ourselves defending the whole entire time. Or we're just talking about what we were talking about last time, you know, just like falling and getting back up. But that's the thing, you know, what do we get back up for? For the attack. Because we're the ones that should be attacking the evilness of the world. Evilness, is that even a word?
No, the evil of the world, or the evils of the world.
Thank you.
The snares of the devil.
Indeed. We didn't say this last time, but the anger-ish indeed is hard. I don't know. What do you think, bro?
A bunch of stuff that's going to sound like a tough guy thing, but it's...
Yeah.
But it's not... I'm not that.
Don't worry. I don't think so.
Good. I'm glad. And that's the reason why I don't want to sound like that. Like, I'm trying to sound like that.
Just don't hit me.
A while back, I remember describing something that it's like, okay, enough about trying to explain why I'm not trying to sound tough, but the death walking terror of whatever goes against our faith.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I take that to heart. And how I said in the last episode, you know, being that, that sheepdog that's ready for that fight, you know, and being that death walking terror, and just stuff that hypes me up. because I want to be a saint. I want my children to be saints. Sorry, I'm getting a little.
Yeah, you see, that's why. No, that's why. Like, I stopped. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
my
why.
Kids, like I got them. Like they're here.
Yeah, and but that's the reason why I don't talk like this just with anybody, you know, because not everybody's on that. I don't want to say on that level, but on the same page that.
I get you.
This, you know, I'm not saying, oh, they're not on my same page. None of that. I don't think I'm better than anybody. We're all in this together, whether you listen to the podcast or not. Like, if you're a man, you're my brother. I don't care if you're a Muslim dude or a Jehovah's Witness or a Buddhist. You're my brother. And because you're my brother, I'm going to take care of you as much as I can. Even if you're stronger than me physically, mentally, emotionally. I will die for you. I will pray for you. That's why I want to be a saint. I say this almost every episode. I'm a very flawed man. But I want to be a saint. That's my calling. I think that's all of our callings, really. As a Catholic, at least, you know, every faith or every brand of, and I'm going to call it brand of Christianity, because the real Christianity is Catholicism. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ established. You know, that's why I call everything else a brand of Christianity. And it's all awesome because it's going to lead to heaven.
You know, that's the idea here. Like, how are you going to get there? Like, what's the plan? We know the end game. The end game is heaven. But, you know, it's probably weird to a lot of Catholics listening that you share stuff that you do in confession, but I'm about to do it too, because I sat in front of the priest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not that I took it as a challenge, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna man up and do it. Like, no, I'm just gonna do it, just because I wanted to do it. Nothing to prove or anything. It's just that I wanted to do that, and so I did. And I was speaking to the priest very directly, and it was part of my confession too that I wasn't really being diligent with my faith, speaking about moving, you know. And as a family man, it is my mission, primarily my mission, before my wife's mission, it's my mission to lead my family to heaven. And it's also my wife's mission, but I'm the spiritual leader of the household. And so that's the reason why I took my family to confession. And I told them I'd been slacking because I hadn't taken them to confession in about 3 months, which is nothing to some, you know. To some, it's like, wow, you go out more than once a year. Like, yeah, but I'm supposed to be taking them every month. Because we don't just do the bare minimum. If we do the bare minimum, then you get a minimum return. You know, and God's return is so much more than we could ever ask for. And we're never going to outgive our Father. But it's one of the things that we need to take more seriously. You know, Ramon says, you say that all the time, you know, like we need to take ourselves more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been, you know, and so I had to confess that. I had to bring it to God and say, hey, I'm slacking. I'm letting you down. You know, because we're the first line of defense, not the last. And so I made it a point now to know, you know, given that I gave you the question, like, what are you going to do about it? Like, what I'm going to do about it is lead my family and myself to heaven. That's how. And how? However, I'll do whatever it takes to get them to heaven. And the church has given us all these tools. We have an arsenal of weapons here. You brought up the rosary the last time. We always bring up scripture. We always, like, pray as a family before a meal. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get your family where you want your family to go. And that's the bare minimum. Going to Mass, going to confession, receiving the sacraments. We have so many options and so many things that are the bare minimum so that we can grow from there and not just stay there in the bare minimum. You know, we're not always going to be white belts in Catholicism. That's just a gimmick, because eventually, if we're still in the game, if we're still in the fight, we're gonna advance. And that's movement. And if you're not moving, you're dying. Don't die.
Father Chad Ripperger, YouTube him. He's an exorcist. And he talks about how powerful the rosary is. And I'm pretty sure you've heard of Pope St. Pius X. And he's got a quote that it cut me deep. And it goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. About, you know, we talked about cover, and now this one is move. You know, it's a warfare tactic. Yeah. Cover and move. And this is the move part. So here I am quoting St. Pius X. "All this strength of Satan's reign is due to the easygoing weakness of Catholics."
Una más.
"All the strength of Satan's reign is due to the easygoing weakness of Catholics. Move. Fight. Be the death-walking terror of Satan." Dude, like, I'm not shy to share my faith. And yes, I'm not, you know, quote-unquote, shoving my faith down anybody's throat, because I can't. And I don't want to. And yes, I'm not the best example of being a Catholic, but people know I'm Catholic. People see me blessing my food. People see me taking care of my brothers. Not just my blood brothers.
But that too.
But that too. You know, my buddies and all the guys around me. All the guys around me love me. Because there's zero animosity and zero egotistical pride when I'm with my brothers. I want to uplift you, brother. That's what they get, and that's why they love me, and that's why they respect me. It's not because I'm a tough guy, and I'm not that imposing, but God gives me that strength that I need to help my brothers move in the right direction.
I don't know if I can add much more to it, but I really did want to jump in the whole, you know, exorcism thing, because I don't know if I mentioned it already, other than in conversation with you privately outside of the podcast, but we've been reading this book at home by Jesse Romero. I think it's The Devil and the City of Angels or something like that. It's his experiences with the demonic. And a conversation with an exorcist, I don't know, may even be the same one, kind of led to him writing about the most powerful prayer that you can pray when it comes to pretty much just like kicking all the demons out. And he said the Hail Mary in Latin. The Hail Mary in Latin. And I don't know why in that language, but it's powerful. And there's something about it too. I mean, heck, I have a cigar box with the Ave Maria, you know, the prayer in Latin. It gets people's attention. There's something powerful about it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see the words printed in that medieval text, you know, it looks so cool. Not only that, it sounds so awesome when someone's praying it in Latin. If you ever get a chance to it, you know, or just kind of replay the Ave Maria song, and you know, you can find it on the internet probably. It's Ave Maria, Gratia Plena, Dominus Tecum. Like, there's something powerful about those words in that language. Is that you don't need to be told this is sacred. You know, and that's one of those things that we need to make sure people know when we move. And I've said this before, you know, like when I take my family out, it's evangelization. Because we get so many looks. And that's because, like, the family is a beautiful thing to behold. And the full family, mom, dad, kids. And I'm not trying to knock any family that has different dynamics, because, like, dad's not there. God knows that we were raised in that environment. But when you see the full family unit, there's something in your heart that says that's the way it should be. It's not always that way. But we're not going to operate on what ifs. We're going to operate on what it should be and what's in my power as a man to do, which is stay with my family, which is lead them to heaven. So that when people see what it's like, they don't have to be told this is sacred. It just is. So when you move, make sure that people know that there's something sacred about it. That there's purpose behind what you do. You were talking about, you know, like not being imposing and whatnot, but you're no pushover. Like you're not a towering guy, but maybe it's because I know you, but you're a freaking giant in my book. I'm not just sucking up, you know. I'm telling you this because, like, that's how you conduct yourself. So you don't have to be a towering guy in order to impose authority or to let people know that you are a man with purpose. Because I've said this before, you know, when I walk around the school, like, I walk around like I own the place. Because I know why I'm there. I'm there to serve. And that's why people love you. It's because they know that you have their back. And that's why people love, like, and respect the people that at whatever school I've been at whatever work environment I've been at, the people that are loved, the people that are respected, the people who people will do anything for, they're the ones that have proven that they care, because no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. I'm sure you've heard that one. But it doesn't cease to be important. Neither do you. So move. And pray for us.
We'll pray for you.
Ferro.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
Was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made